an astrologer, numerologist, Reiki master, and yoga teacher. But for today, I'm simply your meditation guide. For anyone who wishes to skip the short astrology update and theme for this meditation, please check the description box for the timestamps, and I will see you at the meditation. So as we start this week, beginning the 6th of May, 2024, at the time of me recording this, I wanted to let the collective know, as I looked at the charts to see what's happening and significant, I was very drawn to the crystal amethyst. It is a super high vibrational crystal. I found it very fitting for the energy that we have happening this week. We have Mercury at 21 degrees, also forming a really lovely conjunction with the asteroid Chiron at 21 degrees of Taurus. Now, when I saw this in the charts for this week, it instantly said to me that this is about clearing mental blocks. This is about releasing, and this is about having better communication, or being in a position where we can simply say what we want to say, feel what we want to feel. But definitely there is a big element here of emotional and mental, especially mental, clearing and blocks. This is simply because Mercury is the planet that deals with our thoughts, communication. He rules over IT and short distance travel, and it is the energy of creation, but from a very mental or thinking perspective. Now, Chiron is not a planet, it is an asteroid. He represents wounds and what needs to be healed, and what he actually brings is healing. We all have this asteroid in our birth chart somewhere. What he will represent is, for a person, where they may experience in life their greatest wounds, or where it is that they need the most healing. If they were to work on these wounds or this healing, or whatever way their Chiron may actually impact them, they can really, really evolve. So when we have these two planets coming together, forming a conjunction, especially a very tight one, because they're both at 21 degrees, literally side by side, their energy is causing an infusion of what both energies bring. And as I said, it is mental healing, releasing negative thoughts, or being in a position to say what we want to say. The other really nice thing that we have happening this week, which is actually a new moon week, we have the new moon in Taurus happening on the 8th, which would be the day that this goes live, is that we're gonna have the sun forming a lovely sextile with the planet Saturn. So we have an energy of growth, you could say, yes, bliss, a very positive energy that brings an expansion to whatever it is that it touches, which would be the sun, forming, you know, semi-harmonious energy with a planet like Saturn, which is all about challenge, hardship, and it can be a planet that really can cause a lot of setbacks in life. These two coming together, slightly harmonious, this is going to be about the easing of challenges that we may have been experiencing, or an opportunity to create this in our lives. And that is simply because we have the sun kind of softening the blow or the edges of what Saturn can bring to us in life. And when I look to where this is happening, we have the sun in the seventh house and we have Saturn currently in the fifth house. These two areas of life are to do with relationships. We have the seventh house, which is about our serious commitments, love, marriage. anything that we commit ourselves to in a very serious way, even business relationships. And we can oftentimes find enemies here, people that are maybe not for our best interest. And also we have legal matters here. The fifth house is about all the good stuff when it comes to love. So it's the early stages of love, such as, you know, romance, sex, dating, getting to know someone, that very early honeymoon kind of period about fun before we get serious. What this shows me, looking at this energy that's happening in the cosmos, is that, you know, romantically, for some of us, there could be some challenges that are released. It could be a good time for love, for business, for connection, for getting serious with situations, people, places, and things that we may have wanted to, even if that doesn't resonate in a love context for you. And it's a beautiful energy because we've got the sun in a earth sign, which is in Taurus, obviously, and then we have Saturn, which is currently sat in a water sign, which is Pisces. So when we have water and earth energy, it's a natural harmony as well, because you're going to have the water there to nourish the earth. So with that in mind, the theme for this week's meditation based on the astrology is very much about releasing negative thoughts, clearing energy, cutting cords or cutting connection to things that we have been thinking about that have been holding us back, and very much clearing and opening the third eye chakra as well as the throat chakra, because Mercury is about communication. It could also be our speech and feeling confident to say what we need to say. And then we're going to enhance that with the lovely energy that is love and easing challenges with love, and, you know, bringing in that positive energy with the Sun and Saturn sextile. So if you haven't already, please do close your eyes. I invite you to relax. If you are lying down, please make sure that your back is well supported and you are sinking into the surface beneath you. If you are sat upright, I invite you to remove your shoes. Allow your feet to connect with the earth and energy beneath you. Please place your palms upright to feel uplifted. Please place your palms down or face down to feel grounded and connected. Absorb this week's energy as we move through this new moon week and the beautiful energy that we've got with Mercury and Chiron and also the Sun and Saturn. I will leave a space. Feel free to say the affirmation out loud or silently think it to yourself. I am open to receiving positive communication from situations, people, places, and things. I allow the universe to guide me with all love and relationship matters. Take a deep breath in for me, in through the nose, and exhale through the mouth. I invite you to check in with your body, make sure you are holding no tension. Starting with your feet and ankles, make sure they are soft, your legs are soft, your knees are soft, Your thighs are not bunched up or holding any tension. Allow your lower and upper back to remain soft. Lower your shoulders away and down from your ears. Check in with your facial expression. Make sure that it is not tense in any way. And breathe. When you are ready, take a deep breath in to the count of four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale to 6, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. One more time in to the count of 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale to 6, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe at your normal pace and relax. As you breathe and relax, I invite you to envision yourself surrounded by a wonderful purple light. This light is filled with the energy of amethyst crystal, which I was drawn to for this meditation, which is about clarity, protection, and very high vibrational. This color and this crystal will connect you to your guides and your higher self. As this purple light surrounds you, envision it entering into your body from your crown chakra and moving down between your eyebrows to your third eye. Feel this energy here as you focus on this point of your body, your third eye chakra. Take a deep breath in for me through the nose, and as you exhale, breathe into your third eye chakra. Feel, envision, or imagine this purple light growing with intensity. Take a deep breath in for me one more time, and breathe that energy into the same point. As you feel this area of your body tingle, envision your third eye becoming clear. Imagine it opening to allow the wisdom that you need to receive through this meditation into your life. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, envision this light moving down from your third eye chakra to the base of your throat, to your throat chakra. Here, this light will open and clear your ability to speak your truth, to communicate clearly, and embody all the energy that this Mercury conjunction with Chiron is bringing this week. Take a deep breath in for me. And as you exhale, breathe into the throat chakra. Feel the purple light expand and grow or glow to a different shade. Feel your throat to become clear and looser, and your ability to feel confident, to communicate and speak your truth. I invite you to bring to mind? One challenge that you have had, or one worry or negative thought that you have had to do with love, dating, marriage, your business, your serious commitments that you have at this moment in time. Anything that will vibrate between the 5th and 7th houses, where we have this concentrated energy of the Sun and Saturn forming a positive sextile. Once you bring this challenge to mind, or this negative thought, or this worry to do with any of those areas, take a deep breath in with this challenge or negative thought in your mind. Exhale, and as you exhale, imagine releasing this negative thought, this challenge, this setback, or anything that you would like to release to do with any of the areas we have this energy vibrating this week. One more time, deep breath in through the nose. Allow your chest to rise. And exhale through the mouth. Release the tension, release the negativity. One more time, deep breath in through the nose, really take in the deep breath, and as you exhale, exhale with force and release whatever needs to be released. Wonderful. Next, I invite you to bring to mind anything that you have been thinking about in a negative light, or a limiting belief that you have had about yourself, a situation, person, place, or thing. I'd like you to pick up on how mentally you may have held yourself back, kept yourself challenged, not thought so positively, or any negative thoughts that you would like to heal about a situation, person, place, or thing. Again, take a deep breath in as you bring this challenge to mind. Exhale forcefully and imagine releasing the negativity. One more time, deep breath in as you consider the challenge. And as you exhale, release it and allow it to be gone. I invite you now to get ready to open yourself up energetically to receive this week's message from the universe, from God, from your angels, from whatever you believe in is a higher power that is guiding you. This purple light that traveled down to your throat chakra, imagine this has now left your body and it is surrounding you. And this purple light moves to a nice white glow. This white light represents the universe, your angels, God, spirit guides, your higher self, whatever you vibe with. They are all here to bring you a message and to protect you in this moment. Take a deep breath in to the count of 4, exhale to the count of 6, and take a moment to feel this white light beam down on you. Pay attention to what comes to you, what you hear, what you see with your third eye, what you feel, what you smell, what you sense. Look out for the subtle signs and images or any guidance that is placed to you, even placed in your mind, or a thought that comes to you as your message from your guides. Take a moment. It has been, as always, an honour to guide you through this meditation, this midweek. If you are new here, then I'd love to see you here again. Why not subscribe? And if you are someone coming back, then thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of your day or whatever will follow. Enjoy the new moon, which we have happening on the 8th. I have uploaded the new moon in Taurus meditation, which will be linked below in the description box for you. And don't forget, we are currently in Pluto's retrograde, which started on the 2nd of May. There is an additional meditation for that, with a short prediction for every zodiac sign and how this retrograde period between May and October 2024 may impact each sign. I will catch you next week in next week's meditation. Conscious of your surroundings.